Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Russia downs a U.S. drone. Ron DeSantis called out by Joe Biden. Anxiety now keeping 4 in 10 Americans awake each night. I'm surprised it's not more. And a new report ranks the best beaches in America. Also coming up, the message of the day. We'll talk about how many kids in America can't read. But first, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calling out Joe Biden after the commander-in-chief accused the Republican of acting cruel towards transgender kids. Quote, it's just terrible what they're doing. Biden said in an interview with The Daily Show, oddly, he said, it's not like, you know, a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I decided I wanted to become a man or I want to become a woman. I mean, what are they thinking about? Referring to Republicans. DeSantis said there's nothing cruel about stopping the mutilation of children. Just want to be clear here. Joe Biden is saying it is cruel and he said near sinful to not allow children to take puberty blocking drugs and have genital mutilation surgeries. The president of the United States says it is cruel to prevent that. A Russian fighter forced down a U.S. Reaper drone after the two aircraft collided over the Black Sea. U.S. command released a statement after the incident, quote, Russia engaged in a pattern of dangerous actions over international airspace. U.S. and allied aircraft will continue to operate in international airspace, and we call on the Russians to conduct themselves professionally and safely. New survey from OnePoll showing Americans are increasingly anxious about the next 24 hours, so-called next day anxiety. It's causing 40% of adults to stay awake all night. 61% say they've lost hours of sleep due to stress. Respondents blame the bad sleep habits on COVID, the 2024 election, and financial problems. That's got to be the big one, right? If you're not over COVID, COVID's making you lose it. The typical American stresses about money up to 8 times a day. By the way, my podcast, Politics by Faith, is all about taking the news of the day that causes anxiety and then giving historical perspective and biblical peace that helps that anxiety go away. U.S. News and World Report ranking the best beaches in America. More than 50% of families plan on hitting the beach this summer. The top five, Half Moon Bay, San Francisco, Clearwater Beach in Florida, Malibu, Sanibel Island, Florida, and number one, Honolulu, Hawaii. Surfers flock to Honolulu for the 30-foot waves, but are warned each year to watch out for the growing shark population. No thank you. Message of the day coming up next.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Hey, Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. One of my great political frustrations is that we live in a society where what I'm going to tell you now is acceptable. On a micro scale, on an individual level, it's sad because these people have no hope to live a flourishing life. And on a macro scale, it's bad because our country can't survive with so many illiterate people. There are 53 schools across the state of Illinois where not a single student can do math at grade level. And there are 30 schools across the state of Illinois where not a single student can read at grade level. Not one. Imagine going inside one of these buildings. What is this place like where not one student can read? It must be just pure chaos, pure anarchy. How can a teacher do anything? The teachers must be absolutely demoralized. Because it's not like the school is full of students who really want to learn, but just can't figure it out. It's full of hundreds of kids who couldn't give a rip. How do you teach kids who don't care at all? How do you teach kids who actively resist learning? It's impossible. Now you may say, oh, Slater, it's the money. These schools are not being given enough money. Yeah. How much money do you think these schools get every single year? No, seriously, take a guess. How much money do you think these schools get per student? Take a guess. I got the answer right here. These schools range from $17,000 per student to $56,000. That's plenty of money. A video went viral recently of students at Carmel High School outside Indianapolis. And the students are standing outside of different parts of the school saying, this is our natatorium, and this is our library, and this is our cafeteria, and this is our theater, and it's massive. At one point, a kid says, oh, and here's our planetarium. What? And people are saying, oh, well, that's what you get when you live in a nice area with a lot of money. Of course, rich people will have a nice school. If only the inner city schools had that much money, then they too could have wonderful facilities and be successful and read. They could know how to read. If only they had more money. Wrong. You know how much money is spent per student at Carmel High School? Remember, in these Illinois schools, it was between $17,000 and $56,000 per student. This Carmel High School, $9,600 a student. The public high schools in Indianapolis, down the street, they spend $6,000 per student more than that, with horrific results. There is zero correlation, no correlation, between the amount of money spent on education and academic results. Nothing. We got to get this out of people's brains that if you just spend more money, then the kids will be smarter. No amount of money will help a kid who doesn't want to learn. But it's not the kids' fault. They don't know any different. It's the parents who don't care if their kids can read or not. What is that? At the Carmel High School, 71% of students are proficient in math, 89% are proficient at reading, which, by the way, that's nothing to write home about either. But in Indianapolis, only 6% and 26% are proficient in math and reading. It's parents, it's culture. And we've had failing public schools long enough that there's been generations of failure. And we keep doing this. What do you think is going to happen? You think in a couple generations from now, they're going to suddenly care about reading the Iliad and the Odyssey? We think we keep going down this road and there's going to be this huge, massive educational renaissance in our country? No way. Not if we keep doing the same thing over and over. And I'm genuinely concerned. And I'm asking you, do you think our country can survive this? Coming up next, the Something You Might Not Know segment, actually about the SATs. It's next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Universities are getting rid of the requirement to take the SAT. Why? Because they are racist. The SATs are racist and they hurt minority students. But the SAT was actually designed to help minority kids. Columbia University, first Ivy League school to not require the SAT, they say their students are dynamic and multifaceted and can't be defined by any single factor. The University of California system doesn't require them. Dozens of law schools have gotten rid of the LSAT requirement, and these advocates are pushing for medical schools to stop requiring the MCAT. Why? Because students of color, except for Asian kids, they don't count, do worse on the SAT than white kids. So the only conclusion is that the SAT itself is racist. There's no other factors at play, only that the test is racist. They hurt black kids. So we got to get rid of them entirely. But here's the deal. The SAT was originally designed to help disadvantaged students. The activists have it backwards. They claim that the SATs hurt disadvantaged students. They were designed and actually do help disadvantaged students. How? Imagine you are a poor teenager who's growing up and living in a totally dysfunctional environment. You have to work a part-time job so that your family can pay the bills. Your parents are drug addicts or checked out or whatever. You're the one who has to take care of your younger siblings, and you're really smart, but you just don't have the time to dedicate to getting good grades in school. But if you study a little bit, you can get a fantastic score on your SAT. And suddenly, you have some options now. Now, without the SATs, there's no way that you can prove in a standardized way with a test that everyone takes at the same time, there's no way you can prove that you are actually qualified for this school. So the school is now left with only subjective measurements like grades and classes, as opposed to an objective measurement like a standardized test. So now those disadvantaged kids won't get that chance to prove that they are actually qualified. Their next best bet is to accentuate their disabilities, accentuate their poverty, accentuate your pitiful state in life. With the SAT, you had an opportunity to work harder and try to excel. That's gone. Now your only hope is to be worse. How about that incentive we created? Don't try to get into school by proving how qualified you are. Just complain louder. It's your only chance of getting into the best schools. More coming up.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.